This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Your best inflation hedge is a cash-flowing business of your own. Get your free report by visiting BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Appreciate the callers holding. But anytime you don't want to hold them, you can obviously hang up. But I always like to hold up and get a few extra calls in. Political prisoner Dinesh D'Souza sentenced to 8 months. Told radio host he was targeted and set up, basically. That interview is up on Infowars.com. And that's exactly what happened. It's frightening for the First Amendment in this country. Let's talk to Eric in Ohio. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Appreciate it.
I just wanted to say, thanks for all the great information you're putting out right now. I recently watched the Obama deception and was really chilled. But out of all of the facts that you presented, what really struck me the most was at the end, you point in the camera and you say, you are the resistance. And you say, you are important. And that really hit my soul. And I just wanted to say, as much as it is important to spread the information that you're spreading and show people the truth, there are certain people who are not ready to see it right now. And I think that what we have to do to get them to that point is be able to uplift them and encourage them, spreading a positive message as well as the exposing the nastiness of what's going on right now. And I say that to say, I'm planning to start my own community organization, inspired a lot by some of the things that I found out through you. And also just some of the general truths that I've come to speak. And just wanted to, just keep you encouraged, man. Keep fighting the good fight and, stay up, because I know it's stressful. I can hear it when I listen to you sometimes. And, what we need to remember is that, we've won this battle. We just have to claim our victory right now.
Thank you, Eric. God bless you. I absolutely agree with what you're saying. Terrence in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Doing, Alex?
Good.
That's good. About what's going on in the Middle East right now, I think it's absolutely disgusting.
I agree with you.
It's like, so first they arm these rebels to take down Assad, and then they use that as a pretext now that they formed ISIS now, and from Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and they're willing to put our troops on the line. And the way I see it is that there can be no true peace unless people really understand each other and that they understand each other's pain. And that's when I think we can have peace. But they don't want peace. It's all about gaining money and destabilizing the Middle East. What's your take?
That's it. Screw the place up so it's weak. People are unorganized with a bunch of cavemen running around murdering people so the big corporations can roll in after the locusts have passed. And then the public found out our government was funding al-Qaeda, so they're doing some fake bombing raids on them and changing the name every 5 minutes. It's disgusting. One more caller, Eric in Florida. Go ahead. You got about a minute and a half.
Awesome. I'm glad to finally be able to get to talk to you. You remember the story, $500 million out of the Mosul Central Bank?
Yes.
Okay. It was actually 500 billion Iraqi dinars. And that's 62.5 tons of money, and it would be over a mile and a half wide. So it's being funded by the banks, just like World War One and World War Two. And it's all a setup. And this is a setup. We hit Syria, and we have Russia's backing Syria and Iran, and it's playing it all over again. And starting in the Middle East, and 62.5 tons of cash is what they would have had us steal. And it just, to me, it sounds unlogical. So, any of your thoughts?
No, I totally agree with you, and that's what we're here exposing. And the good news is there's now a national debate about this. people are going, wait a minute, this is the same group we helped create. What's going on here? All right, big broadcast tomorrow lined up. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Great job.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio with the Big D. Comes out of Virginia Falls, cool and slow, with plenty of precision, and a vacuum narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others feeding a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Horse winner drawing now. Let us see they ride. They come to take your life. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Central. We're here live by the grace of God. Back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars, nightly news. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to open the phones up again today. We do have a guest the last 30 minutes of the transmission. where to start here with all of this over-the-top news. Here is the New York Times. Ebola cases could reach 1.4 million within 4 months, CDC computers estimate. Now, we were talking about 100,000 by December being called fearmongers a week ago. But now they're saying 1.4 million in 4 months. The computer models show between half a million on the low end to 1.4 million on the high end, with upwards of 90% of those that get it dying. Now, you got to know, in the claim there's only like 3,000 dead so far, but that's a whitewash number, even though that's the biggest outbreak ever. So on the low end, to be technical, it's 550,000. To the high end, 1.4 million. AP is also reporting that. That's some of the news we're going to be getting to here today. Obviously, airstrikes by the U.S. and, quote, allies hit ISIS targets in Syria. These are approved targets by the president. But it appears to just be dummy targets. They're not actually striking anybody. Or they may be striking other errant Islamist groups that aren't under their control, out of the whole smorgasbord, hodgepodge, scramble of different Wahhabist jihadis from different parts of the world, as far away as Chechnya and as close to home as from Iraq and Syria, joining in on the head chopping and the blowing up of the churches and the non-radical Islamic centers. Very disgusting to see all of this unfolding. And as we expected, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations yesterday came out and reiterated again that this is about bringing down Assad once they've kicked al-Qaeda out of the country, who is their main fighting force. Now, it's a smokescreen to attack Assad. Assad has said that. The Syrian army has said that. Now the major Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria are in the news today saying that indeed this is nothing but a smokescreen to move U.S. forces, including boots on the ground and NATO forces, into Syria to topple the regime. Airstrikes by U.S. and allies hit ISIS targets in Syria. The United States and its allies launched airstrikes against Sunni militants in Syria early today, unleashing a torrent of cruise missiles and precision-guided bombs from the air and sea on the militants' de facto capital of, how do you pronounce that, Raqqa, and along the porous Iraq border. American fighter jets and armed Predator and Reaper drones flying alongside warplanes from several Arab allies struck a broad array of targets in the territory. Controlled by the militants, known as the Islamic State, American defense officials said the targets included weapons supplies, depots, barracks, and buildings the militants used for command and control. Tomahawk cruise missiles were fired from United States Navy ships in the region. The strikes are a major turning point in President Obama's war against the Islamic State, who he started arming 4 years ago, and open up a risky new stage of American military campaign. Until now, the administration had bombed Islamic State targets only in Iraq and had suggested it would be weeks, if not months, before the start of the bombing campaign against Islamic State targets in Syria. Of course, a week and a half ago, the so-called moderates were all meeting in a building in Syria, and it got blown up. Raqqa is the name of the city. Raqqa. So we can't believe any of this. There's lots of videos of the familiar cruise missiles being launched off the decks of destroyers. Islamic State attack on Iraq base leaves hundreds missing, shows Army's weakness. The Army base in Iraq's western Anbar province has been under siege by Islamic State militants for a week. So when a convoy of armored Humvees rolled to the gate, the Iraq soldiers at camp believed saviors had arrived. But this was no rescue attempt. The vehicles were driven by militants on suicide missions, and within seconds on Sunday, the base had become a bloody scene of multiple bombings. That's the kind of stuff going on over there with Islamic State allowed to have a base in Syria and now turning it against Iraq. Islamic State has now put out a taunting speech calling for the killing of civilians and calling for attacks in the United States and Europe. And, of course, this will be used, as we predicted. It wasn't hard to predict. We predicted years ago that the radical Islamists being given Libya and Syria and areas of Iraq and areas of Africa would then be allowed to attack the West, and then they would take more of our freedoms and legitimize the NSA spying and microphones and sculptures in Chicago and Austin, Texas, and the Stingray system stealing our cell phone data and listening to us without warrants in Lifetime. It'll all be used as why we had to give our freedoms up, even though in plain view, criminal elements of our government armed them. That's why this is so important. And here's a clip from the Communist News Network, where ISIS calls for attacks in the U.S. and Europe.
These are the fighters ISIS is preparing to be stone-cold killers, featured in a new training kit video. And tonight, a new audio tape threatening attacks on the U.S. homeland is drawing a strong response from Washington. A U.S. official tells CNN, law enforcement and counterterrorism officials are working with foreign partners to thwart this threat, a threat made by a senior ISIS leader who for the first time specifically called for lone wolf attacks inside Western countries. Rig the roads with explosives for them, attack their bases, raid their homes, cut off their heads, do not let them feel secure, remove their families from their homes, and thereafter blow up their homes.
Could this audio tape activate someone who's in ISIS or even a sympathizer inside the U.S. to conduct a lone wolf attack?
Yeah, and then they'll get up and go and take my guns.
Keeps pushing that message for individuals within the United States, within European countries, to simply act out. The Islamic State could be trying to do the same thing.
The ISIS leader also specifically calls for attacks on U.S. allies, France, and Australia. Just days ago, Australian authorities say they disrupted just such an attack in Sydney. In the new training video, ISIS is refining its military tactics and shows it's able to attract more Westerners.
They see this as a serious organization that really wants to fight, not just talk about it, to be a warrior. And this is part and parcel of making that transition from being a civilian to being a warrior in the minds of these recruits.
This is one man who could be drawing them in.
The flames of war are only beginning to intensify.
U.S. intelligence officials now say this man, seen in a recent video apparently executing Syrians, could be an American.
Oh, you think so?
Voice analysis is underway, and officials tell us they're concerned this could be the first time they're seeing an American in a position of apparent authority inside ISIS. Further evidence of Westerners getting recruited to join jihad in Syria? This video showing ISIS fighters from Britain.
Now tonight, just hours after that ISIS spokesman called on foreign fighters to carry out attacks inside the U.S., a senior Obama administration official warned that the international community is not prepared to respond to such calls. The official saying, quote,
okay, there you go.
We're not structured that way.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at who headed up Al-Qaeda, this is just Al-Qaeda rebranded with a whole new generation that's been trained. Guaranteed, those Western so-called leaders of ISIS you saw are working for Western intelligence agencies, MI6, CIA, Mossad. It's on record that Adam Gadon was a Western operative heading up Al-Qaeda. Do you really believe these people are following Westerners and not knowing who gives them weapons, who gives them Stinger missiles, who gives them intel? And it's their job to produce scary videos and to go around and do all this bad stuff so then the West can wind up useful idiot jihadis who are being commanded by ISIS, who will really think they're attacking America, to blow up schools, shoot up schools, attack shopping malls. And then they're going to say, we got to have checkpoints inside shopping malls, and that's it. Everybody's got to turn their guns in. If no guns are allowed, then there's no way that Ahmed Habib Rajaga, the made-up name, could have gone into the gun shop and bought the weapons. I mean, you can see the scripting. You can watch it happen. And you notice I told you 4 years ago when all this started, what would then happen? Now they're doing the preconditioning for the low-intensity asymmetrical attacks. I think it's going to be with guns. And this is, they're going to take our guns. This is how they operate. So get ready for it. Get ready for it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Now you have to understand, Egypt not basically trying to bring down Syria right now in that whole region. Turkey, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the NATO countries, the United States are all aiding the jihadis, the Al-Qaeda IS, to bring down Syria. That's 95% of the fighting force. Mainstream news says 65-70%. No, it's 95%. And they just go, oh, you're the non-radical Islamists. Here's the weapons, 600 tons of them last year, and then they hand them right to Al-Qaeda. But because the public woke up to that, and the military woke up, they now call them ISIL and all the rest of it. Well, the public didn't buy that, so now they're doing some bombing of them. Let me tell you who was really bombing IS yesterday. Syrian aircraft in the Golan Heights near the Israeli border, fighter bomber coming in low in fierce battles with Al-Qaeda. AP reports that. In fierce battles with IS, and Israel shot down the Syrian aircraft. First time that's happened in 30 years, AP reports. 30 years since that happened. And now Israel is saying they did it on purpose. They say it came a little bit in their airspace. The people out there that support Israel just mindlessly, Israel's diverse. Israel has a lot of different political views and five or six political parties. Even if you aren't against Israel or are pro-Israel, you need to be able to criticize Israel when it's doing bad things. Just like I don't like our government arming ISIS. I don't like Israel giving field support to ISIS and the jihadis and medical support. That's been in the Israeli papers for a year, that Israel is supporting the jihadis to bring down Syria. And the argument's, well, we don't like Syria. This will, what, to then turn it over to the jihadis? That's how you completely lose the moral high ground. And people know, I've not been a critic of Israel, but I tell you, this makes me want to throw up. Just like it makes me want to throw up about Saudi Arabia, but what do you expect? Or our corrupt government. Look at this article out of Euronews. Syrian fighter jet shot down by Israel over the Golan Heights. First such incident in almost 30 years. Israel shot down a Syrian fighter jet over the Golan Heights. Syria has described the shooting as an act of aggression. Think so? Earlier, the Israeli military said it appeared the Syrian plane had crossed by accident into Israeli-controlled airspace over the Golan Heights. The area has been the scene of fierce battles in recent weeks between the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front and the forces of the Syrian government and President Bashar Assad. So that's what's really going on when you try to bomb ISIS. Not when you go out and bomb a couple of Toyota trucks parked on a hilltop. It looks completely rigged. Here's another one. U.S. allies hit militant targets in Syria, kill 11 civilians. Press TV. I mean, who knows if any of that's even true? Pentagon cites new terror threat as ISIS war gets underway. Shadowy terror group used to justify illegal and unconstitutional attack in Syria. ISIS, Turkey's tool for reestablishing the caliphate. And I got to hand it to them. I remember when Glenn Beck and others were having Jerome Corsi and other people on talking about a caliphate and the plan to launch one with Turkey behind it. I'm like, give me a break. A new caliphate or Ottoman Empire, and now it's happening. So I'm not always first to say something, and I'm not always right. I mean, I just can't believe how bold the West is to openly fund these groups, turn them loose in six different countries at least, and then turn around like we're stupid and say we're going to arm them to fight them. I want to talk first-time callers, military, police, people in Israel, people in Syria, people in Lebanon, folks in the Middle East. You can get through on the lines. We'll go to you first. You got to dial your country access code in this toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you on this subject. We'll write to your calls when we come back. But am I wrong? I mean, should Israel go ahead and just bomb Damascus? How about nuke them? Israel has nukes. Why not just nuke Damascus? That's a more loving death than turning it over to Al-Qaeda. Every Christian, non-radical Muslim, and Jew have their head chopped off. I mean, is it anti-Israel or anti-NATO or anti-America if we don't nuke Syria right now and raise the Al-Qaeda flag over the White House? Maybe I've been radical. Maybe I've been an extremist. Maybe these policies are good. Maybe 2 plus 2 does equal 5. Maybe Obamacare is free. Maybe there are no death panels, even though they admit them. Maybe NSA spying is good. I mean, maybe fluoride in the water is good. Maybe I've been wrong. Maybe Al Sharpton isn't a disgusting demon. I mean, come on. Maybe Clinton's help.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your take on what's really happening with bombing ISIS after you supposedly give them 600 tons of weapons in the last year, hundreds of tons of weapons before that, and then the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. admits 2 days ago that this is all being done to topple Assad. Of course it is, who is basically the arch enemy of these people and hadn't really done anything to anybody. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And then coming up, billionaires are hoarding piles of cash, CNBC reports. The Telegraph reports the elites are also hoarding at an accelerated rate over 200+% in just the last 3 months of buying gold bullion and bars. I'm going to give you my take on what's happening behind that. More on Ebola cases could reach 1.4 million in 4 months, CDC estimates. That's not Infowars.com. They told you that a long time ago. That's the precious New York Times. So now it officially happened because they said so. Continuing, FBI gags state and local police on capabilities of cell phone spy gear and the doppelganger cell towers they're putting up all over the country. That's why you see police chiefs going, we don't know what these towers are, but we're sure it's not law enforcement because that would be illegal. Like the FBI's God, just 30 years ago in this country, local police wouldn't do anything the FBI said unless they had a court order because it was called jurisdiction. Now they've been so federalized and been made deputies in so many cases that when they say jump, they ask how high. When they are about to literally go in a bathroom stall at the local police departments in this country now and close the door, they call the FBI up to ask, you know, when they can go. And I'm not even being sarcastic. It has gotten to that point where they ask the FBI if they can put ketchup on their French fries. It's beyond federalization. It is sycophantic and over the top. Well, let me just give everybody a newsflash. I know the FBI is very upset about the fact that I talk about this. We're going to continue talking about it until the very end. It doesn't matter. We win. We're committed. We chose to do the right thing. It doesn't matter what you do to us. We're going to tell the truth. This is illegal. It's part of parallel construction. Everything's being spied on without warrants. It's part of social control, and they can't ever let the public know about it because it was premeditated. It is racketeering. It is organized crime. You FBI guys went to school to learn what those terms mean so you can look in the mirror. Now, the average low-level FBI agents involved in bank robberies and missing persons. But mid-level, high-level, they are in on the game. And the black hats sit in their offices laughing at the goody two-shoes. Basically, the FBI is La Cosa Nostra in this country. That's why they took down La Cosa Nostra in the 50s, is that La Cosa Nostra had been blackmailing the FBI. And they said, you know what? It's time for you to learn who the boss is around here. And that's what happened. And you got rivalries between the FBI and the CIA, and I got to be honest, I don't know who's worse, FBI or CIA. I see the CIA doing absolutely horrible stuff all over the place, but then the CIA people I've known throughout my life and run into, and I've seen the congressional testimonies, they all sound just like me and absolutely hate what's going on. A lot of FBI agents don't like what's going on either, but they're so compartmentalized, and I've seen over 100, this was even in the New York Times, you can pull it up, FBI created almost all terror plots, is the headline. And they just go find mentally ill people and try to get them to carry out a terror attack and then put them in prison for life. I mean, it's not good to find a 72 IQ person that can hardly talk and try to get them to blow up the Christmas event in Portland. It's just not cool. There it is. New York Times, Sunday Review. Terrorist plotched, hatched by the FBI. That's hatched. The United States has been narrowly saved from lethal terrorist plots in recent years, or so it seemed. A would-be suicide bomber was intercepted on his way to the Capitol. A scheme to bomb synagogues and shoot Stinger missiles and military aircraft was developed by men in Newburgh, New York. And a fanciful idea to fly explosive-laden model planes in the Pentagon and the Capitol was hatched in Massachusetts. But all of these dramas were facilitated by the FBI, whose undercover agents and informers posed as terrorists offering a dummy missile, fake C4 explosives, a disarmed suicide vest, and rudimentary training. The suspects naively played their parts until they were arrested. Yeah, and I mean, it's one thing if you go out and ask somebody you think's planning an attack, hey, you want to do an attack, and they say, yeah, and you bust them, great, you stopped the real attack. But when you're just justifying budget, there's The Guardian. Government agents directly involved in most high-level U.S. terror plots. And we've seen these cases. You remember at the RNC where there's this video back 4 or 5 years ago of these young, dumb kids. Like, I don't want to blow the Molotov cocktails. I want to go home to mommy. I booked an airline flight tomorrow. I'm leaving. Get sent to prison. I'm not going to bomb anything. No, I want mommy. I mean, all you do is totally discredit yourselves. And so now, see, I said I'd get to this. I'm going to go to your calls. FBI gags state and local police on capabilities of cell phone spy gear. It says it requires state and local police to keep quiet about the capabilities of the controversial type of surveillance gear that allows law enforcement to eavesdrop on cell phone calls and track individual people based on signals emitted by their cell phone devices, according to Bureau, the document released recently under Freedom of Information Act request. And it just goes on. Folks, when people in Chicago or Austin go, look at this new cell tower, they go, that's just fake. Never mind it. No, it's not fake. It's a separate cell tower. We have the documents from insiders in Chicago, in Washington, in Seattle, in Austin, Texas, years ago. We know what they're doing. So that's an example of what's coming up. GOP Obamacare, bending over backwards for illegals, illegal immigration, a new wave of Central American kids will reach the U.S. soon, according to experts. And just like they lie about the NSA surveillance or the Stingray cell towers, they'll say, we don't know where the kids are coming from. We get a tip from ICE, go to the border, and there are the buses pulling in, loading the kids with vouchers with their parents on buses to be sent anywhere they want without IDs. Just like we told you, and it's now been confirmed, that they let the illegals fly with no IDs. The point is, none of it has to do with security. It has to do with us being penned farm animals on the government slaughterhouse reservation, literally lied to about everything, preyed upon. And the government's just sitting back in a giant criminal conspiracy, doing whatever they want, whenever they want, bringing in drugs, running snuff films, sex trade, little kids, whole nine yards, all comes out in the news. Nobody gets in trouble. We're going to cover that. It gets even sicker. London Independent. What does human meat taste like? That's in the science stack. And a story I didn't get to yesterday that I will cover in the next hour after we've taken a bunch of calls. Peter Thiel, the billionaire and Bilderberg Group member, tech entrepreneur on a mission to cheat death. And that's, again, the London Telegraph. My film Endgame, 2007, talks about Thiel, talks about the Bilderberg Group, and how their main mission is to live forever in a world government with forced population reduction. Now, Thiel isn't pushing population reduction that I've ever seen. And he does seem to be more libertarian to the whole constellation of globalists. So I'm not lionizing him. I'm just saying I've seen some good signs. Still, if I was a billionaire and I was Peter Thiel, I would be wanting life extension for myself and my family. The elite have made the decision that the public's not to get this. Now, when Endgame came out, the New York Times, of all places, did a review of it, did a review of a film about my film, and basically made jokes, and a lot of other publications, MSNBC's done it, Salon's done it, a bunch of other publications, Huffington Post, have said Alex Jones is insane, he believes a world government's being formed, so the elite can merge with machines and basically live forever. Well, I didn't say that. I'm going to explain something again here. If I quote Hitler, it doesn't mean I'm Hitler. If I quote Christ, it doesn't mean I'm Christ. If I quote Mahatma Gandhi, it doesn't mean I'm Mahatma Gandhi. This, the film has their quotes and where they said it and how they would release airborne Ebola and stuff like that. This film came out 7 years ago. So we're going to play a clip of the three-hour film coming up after phone calls. Mike, Mick, Ryan, Aaron, Rambo, and others. If you just joined us, the West is openly arming al-Qaeda, rebranding it ISIL, ISIS, IS to confuse the public and to confound them. Israel has shot down a fighter bomber that came into its airspace, was trying to fight al-Qaeda forces. That's AP. You've got the West and Turkey aiding them. They allow them to travel back and forth between Turkey and England. So what is your take on Obama without congressional approval? He came out and said, Congress is trying to give me an authorization. I don't need an authorization. Obama ignores Congress again to launch Syrian attack with no legal basis. President commits impeachable offense, Paul Joseph Watts at InfoWars.com. I want to get your take specifically on this. Mike in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So basically, I had a question for you, and usually you're pretty good at breaking down socially what it means. And my question is how can you take something so fake and such a facade like this jihad and have so many people willing to fight and put their lives on the line? Yet when you look at your country, the United States, this beautiful country, hardly anybody is willing to put up a fight. Your own military isn't even taking back the country.
You're right, because it's primitive. Here's the bad guys crawling through burning cinder. Here's the guys in black uniforms. They say they're going to kill you. And people can say, okay, go kill them. Protect me. It's like a remote control mentality. Or an instant drive-through mentality, where we're a nation, by and large, not of trailblazers, not of innovators, but of sickly, phony tough sycophants. And that is for the average private citizen. It's for the average government person. We are a corrupt nation now that has killed 54 million babies. And rationalize that. So they're going to rationalize death panels for old people. They're going to rationalize secret death panels and death lists for veterans. They're going to rationalize. Rahm Emanuel's brother wrote a op-ed piece. I've got it here in the stack. I'm going to get to it if I have time. It ties into Endgame. It ties into Peter Thiel. Saying why it's good to die at 75. That's the name. Or I think it's why I hope to die. It's, I've got to pull it up, guys. I can't find it here in the stack. I saw it this morning. The story's up on InfoWars.com, saying it's time to kill people basically at 75, and then it'll be time at 70, and then 65. That somehow, if we lower the quality of a civilization, if somebody else loses, I win. There it is. Why I hope to die at 75. I bet you a lot of money that he doesn't want to die at 75. An argument that society and families and you will be better off if nature takes its course swiftly and promptly. So see, they've gone from there are no death panels to him saying, yes, there are death panels, and we need to force people into them. Ladies and gentlemen, we had whistleblowers on the show. They have tens of thousands of people, young military, old, you name it, who they go in and you're not going to be given care. It's just not going to happen. You're going to be given pills to go home and die. Because we don't want to take care of you, and they sold the idea that we save money by killing you instead of just more fiat money, build the infrastructure. They created fiat money to tie our wealth to it to bankrupt us instead of using fiat to build the civilizations we could. And this is leering evil out in the open. And I bet you money, Ezekiel Emanuel, who is just, again, this is about evil leering in our face, and just accustoming us, because they believe we have no soul now. They believe we have no compass, no rudder, no moral connection. The churches won't fight it. The churches won't criticize it. They're government run in most cases. And so we're helpless to them. So now they're leaning down going, there are death panels, and we are going to reduce world population, and we do need to kill babies up to age 3. And you know what? We really are going to kill you. And so that's why America is like this. Europe's the same way now. Wealth turned us into demons. And now we're going to lose everything. Does that answer your question, Mike?
Well, you know, just think about it. Back in 2009, the American people had something like $400 billion stolen from them. We fast forward to Clinton saying, we came, we conquered, with Gaddafi. And then you have pictures with John McCain sitting with these people that you're supposed to be fighting. I mean, like Max Kaiser said, do they need to come into your house and rape your wife in front of you before you do anything?
Oh, well then they would just say it was for law enforcement purposes. But that's it. We are a morally bankrupt country. There is nothing there. So McCain can meet with the heads of ISIS, and that's just the way it is. And just like Karl Rove famously said, they control reality. They will change what history supposedly is tomorrow, and we'll go along with it. And if we do, well, that's what we deserve. I appreciate your call. Mick in Australia, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Yeah, I think he's got something in the background going. We'll come back to him in a minute. Ryan in Alabama. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to comment on Rand Paul's speech that he gave on Friday. And also, I'd like to give you a quick story, if you'd let me. It's something I really need to say to you personally. It was about 2 years ago. I was doing a lot of drugs and stuff and sitting outside a diner locally listening to your show when I was approached by a woman, and she just, you know, hey, is that Alex Jones? And a year later, we were married. And I just wanted to thank you, man, for pretty much saving my life.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to hold you over because we've got to go to break here. We went to that earlier caller. He wasn't there. I'm going to come back to you, Ryan, then Mick in Australia, Aaron in Missouri, Rambo in Florida. But so many people tell me how they met on InfoWars, how they met wearing an InfoWars T-shirt. I've probably, let's not exaggerate, had 200 phone calls like yours over the years or more and run into probably 50, 60 people on the street that met their husband or wife through the Liberty Movement, through InfoWars. And that's what it's all about. We'll be right back.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Way up, way up, north to Alaska, go north, bless your song. North to Alaska, go north, bless your song. Big Sam, let's go.
We're going to go to Ryan, Aaron, Rambo, Damien, Joe, everybody. I will take a ton of calls next hour. We have several special reports we're going to premiere here. Before I go any further, I want to remind listeners that we have developed undoubtedly some of the most powerful proprietary supplements out there. Super concentrated, cold pressed, organic, whether it's the Survival Shield, Super Nascent Iodine X2, or the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, all of it is absolutely revolutionary and has changed my life. You've heard the rave reviews. Take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Female Vitality, a bottle of Super Male Vitality. Get a bottle of the Lung Cleanse. Get a bottle of the Ocupower. Get a bottle of Fluoride Shield. The DNA Force, a little bit of it may be coming in the next 2 days. It's coming in by next week, but I don't know whether I'm going to just sell the first little bit that comes in or wait till it builds up and sell it all out at once. Folks are waiting on that. It may be here by Thursday. The point is it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. And three times a day, sometimes I forget, but less and less, I take a dropper of the Super Male, a dropper of the X2 iodine, and a dropper of the new secret sauce that won't be out for a few months. And it just gives me so much energy and clarity, despite the fact that I still work till 2, 3, 4 in the morning quite often. And it's taken the place of midnight snacks. It's taken the place of alcohol. It's really been revolutionary for myself. And when you try it, you've heard how people love it, then you'll come back and get more, and that helps fund our operation and makes you more healthy. So it's a win-win-win on so many fronts. Just like when I say, buy a Molon Labe t-shirt, you will meet like-minded people. Buy an InfoWars.com shirt, and you will find Patriot buddies to go fishing with, people to go shooting with. You will have women come over and say, I like InfoWars. I mean, it's a guarantee. You wear it enough, it will happen. It'll happen a lot. I know famous movie producers and actors and people that have told me, oh, I see your shirts all the time, and I walk up and talk to folks, and I met this one lady, and now we're dating. And that was like a famous person that happened with. I'm just saying there's a lot of info warriors out there. We have a community. The globalists don't want us to form our own community, to have our own style, to wear our colors loud and proud, so that we can't show that we're really the majority minority. America's a bunch of minorities now, a bunch of different cultural, political minorities, all balkanized. But the Liberty Movement is the largest and most Americana group out there. So InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Go back now, Ryan in Alabama. So I guess you got married. Are you off the drugs now? I mean, tell me the story about meeting this little lady.
Yes, it was outside a local diner. I was sweating off the drugs, you know, getting ready for work. Walked up to me, one thing led to another, and happily married now, listen to your show every day. Perfectly clean, going to college. Really turned my life around.
Well, that's what a lot of people need, a good woman or a good man, to get themselves satisfied on the straight and narrow. Sounds like a good lady. So tell me, how did this start? She said, hey, are you listening to Alex Jones, and what happened next?
Well, 2 years ago, talking about your show, got her number. We listened to your show together for months before I finally got up the nerve to ask her, you know. Well, of course I asked her father for permission first, but just the best day of my life, hands down, and it's all thanks to you, brother.
Well, what's her name? Give her a shout-out.
Ryan Stevens from Alabama. I love you, honey.
Now, what was your question or comment?
Two things. There was a multiple shooting this morning in downtown Birmingham at the UPS customer service.
I'm going to hold you over again, then I'm going to get going quicker on the call. Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.